Uh-huh. Wow.
There we go.
Didn't see that coming. Totally original intro.
That's how I roll, man.
Okay. Sweet. Not anymore with us. And wow, Jesus Christ. Super original intro from
like weird sound effects.
From
I better stop.
We just finished our other show, which all I have in my head now, all I can do is say in my head is
reachmanjang.com.
Yes, that's what she said. What she said.
A semi-regular podcast.
Yes, regularly, you know, ish, regular-ish. reachmanjang.com's Reach Mahjong podcast. We just did our sort of Christmassy Japanese show, so getting right back into it, because we have like an editing issue that might be going on right now, but yes, it's our show that we do. We talk about Mahjong sometimes when...
We're allowed to say Mahjong in this show.
Yes.
That's the hardest part to remember.
It's what we wait for the entire time throughout the other show.
I went on another show last week. And I was almost afraid to say Mahjong in that show. I was like, oh, wait, I can say it in the show.
What show was that you were on? This was on...
It was called Bullpen.
Uh-huh.
So that means that the hosts wear baseball uniforms or jerseys or something.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then they just, like, interview lots of people. So I interview, like, 3 people a show. So they interviewed me.
What kind of guests do they usually have on the show?
So they also had like a comedian of some sort, and then they had like some person, like modelish person, who supposedly lost some weight. I couldn't tell the show this week. And they had like before and after pictures. And then the week after, so I guess tomorrow, they're gonna have some rapper.
A rapper.
Yeah, and then
like a Japanese rapper or a foreign rapper. Okay.
No, I was the only foreigner on it last week. They have other foreigners on, but I was
this
on
is a TV show.
Foreign Mahjong player.
It's a TV show or Nico Nico show or radio show?
Ustream, and then okay. They put it on Gao afterwards.
Yeah.
I don't think they keep it on Ustream. You can't watch old issues on or old episodes on Ustream, but you can watch it on Gao. I don't know how else to say that word.
I don't know. You could, yeah. If you're gonna just look at it English wise, you'd be all gal, but then that's something else.
Well, maybe it's supposed to be like a lion gal.
Yeah. All right.
They used to have Mahjong on it too, but I think that moved to somewhere else.
Well, I think that got moved over to other.
Like Gao, like channels. For a while they were doing really good and they were working really hard. They weren't doing good, but they were working really hard, and then they kind of disappeared a little bit, and they're back again. It feels like. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it felt like to me. So now it's more like a Ustream kind of thing instead of like. They used to like run it like a TV channel. But now I think they run it like a Ustream form. I think they changed the format. If I'm wrong, then tell me. If I'm right, then also tell me, because I like to hear them right a lot.
Yes. Positive confirmation and perhaps even, you know, negative.
I'm on
correction.
I'm
positive
Twitter
confirmation
as Mahjong
and
Chen.
Correction.
Yeah.
Because correction doesn't have to be negative. You can say correction is positive. It's a thing.
It's called constructive criticism.
Yes, it is. That is definitely constructive. It's making things better.
Yes.
Speaking of making things better, how can we make my Mahjong better?
I think we tried really hard tonight.
Yeah. We did?
Well, I count.
Oh, yes. If only I drank more beers, my Mahjong would be better.
Seems to be the case sometimes.
Well,
how
seriously, I mean, yeah, like you say, I mean, when I won, it was because I was absolutely trashed every single time I got there.
Okay, what about this unknown show where you were drinking with an unknown, like, higher-up? Did you win a lot at that show?
Interestingly enough, in the beginning... When I was not drinking at all, I did pretty crappily. But the last game, I kicked some ass.
Okay.
I had not thought about that until you pointed that out.
That is really funny, actually. That will be unnamed, at which Garth was a guest of, and then there was a higher up who was also in the top 8 with Garth that we won't mention as well. And there was a lot of
fairly
beers.
Fairly high up, yeah. Was,
there was a lot of beers available, and the higher up wanted to drink, and so Garth had no choice.
And the thing is, he's the kind of person that, you know, normally in a show like that, like, nobody's going to be like, hey, let's get drunk in the middle of the show. But he is that person.
Maybe
that,
like someone in 10th grade.
Yeah. He's that person that other people knew was just like, oh, well, I guess if he wants a drink, I guess we're just going to let him get a drink. And then I happen to be the person next to him who he decides, hey, you're going to drink with me. And then you could just
see... Well, it's the other, like, closest person that won't get in trouble, that might get in trouble, but... Do you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, right. Because somebody...
If he has anybody, like, any normal person in the top eight, then
they would probably figure
really
out a way.
Yeah,
they'd be like, oh, you know, even as much as you're telling me to do this, I'm sorry, I'm certain that I am not allowed to do this.
I might get fired for this, and Garth is the only person who probably wouldn't get fired for that.
So, yeah. Just to make it even more awesome, just so, like, one of the other very high-up people in our league was looking over and watching this happen, and you could see the look on his face. He's like, I know I'm responsible for shit that goes on. I can see this happening right in front of my eyes. I'm looking over at you. I'm looking over at you. I'm looking over at you. I give up. And he just walked off, right? It's like, what can I do about this? What can I do about this? I can do nothing about this. And he just walked off.
I did not see this. This did not happen.
It was really awesome to, like, because out of the corner of my eye, I'm still thinking, too, that I'm not sure I can really get away with this either. and then to just see him... Like, as I'm sort of just sitting there, like, should I open the beers? Because I've just been ordered to open the beers. Should I open the beers? What can I do? And I see him looking over, and he's like, I'm going to run off. I'm like, okay, he's going to run off. I can totally get away with this.
You know the interesting thing, though, is I also have a bottle opener on my keychain.
Oh, yes, that is another thing that he thought was really awesome about me. And then he proceeded to use me throughout the rest of the shoot for that.
It's like, how are we going to open these? And you're like...
I know. What? Am I the only person that comes prepared to these situations? Which I still thought was a joke at that point. I was like, oh, dude, who does not have a bottle opener on their keychain?
Well,
he's like, oh,
yeah,
oh.
Clearly, I have one too, so I don't know the
exactly,
answer to that
right.
question either.
So, white people.
Right. So that's Garth's Mahjong for the week.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's really...
I also played in a TV show, and
yes.
I failed miserably. I didn't know it was for a TV show, really. I thought it was for the Renmei channel.
But it was for an actual TV show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really should have thought about that before I played them.
Well, no. Would you have played that differently, that much differently?
Maybe a little bit. And the thing is, when I play, especially on TV, I don't call for tiles enough.
Oh, you want to play sort of more, in quotes, if you could see what I'm doing right now, I'm putting it in quotes, you want to play more correctly?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to, but I end up. So I would rather, like, pawn. There was one, at least one place where I really, there's no excuse for me not pawning. Why didn't I pawn there?
I can see the reasoning there is because, you know, when people are commentating, especially the people in our league that commentate, they're gonna err on the side of, not calling for tiles. Like, when something goes wrong...
Yeah, except that the commentator was Tucky, so...
Oh, okay. When something goes wrong, if you opened your hand, well, that's because you opened your hand. That's why things went wrong. Whereas if you keep your hand closed, at least that you can make excuses for what you did, which is annoying. That's definitely not a valid reason.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's easier to make excuses when you don't. You're like, oh, I wanted to reach, or I thought I needed points, so I need to... You can make all these excuses, so it is easier to make excuses if you don't call, but this one, I don't think I can make any excuses, because, like...
Did you
have to
listen to the commentating later, or did Taki make any comments about it?
I don't know, it hasn't aired yet.
Okay.
So I'm talking about this in secret. No, don't tell anyone. Everybody listen.
Nobody, don't report. Don't, do not
so
translate
I had, like,
this in Japanese.
At two wests and two souths and two red dragons. And I was the double south seat.
Oh.
And the west, last west came out. No reason for me not to pull that.
The last west, I don't know. Unless you were one away from seven pairs.
I probably was.
You could make an argument for that, though. I mean, if you're
but
Ishan,
it was kind of late, so it would have got me ready. I wouldn't have won the hand. It would have got me ready only. But
I don't know.
Because nobody, I guess I mean, I could make, okay, this tile was dangerous or something. There's lots of excuses I could make, but.
Well, if there's still excuses you could make, I don't know.
As long as you, okay, everyone listen, as long as you have excuses, it's okay to play that way.
Yes.
I wish I would have pawned.
Yeah.
In the end, like, at least I was kind of in the running for the last game. It was a triathlon game. So in the three-player game, I was in the running, and I did kind of put up a fight, and then when I was like, all right, I'm pushing for it, I dealt into another player's hand, and it pretty much lost me the race, but at least I could say I was going for it then.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you're always in it until you're really, really out of it. But.
Well, okay, so the way they did it this time, I thought was actually really good, because, so the last game, they said, okay, if it's less than 70 minutes... If this game is less than 70 minutes, we're just going to keep going until we reach 70 minutes, and then you get to play one more hand after that.
That's interesting.
Right? So then, like, you don't...
So there would have been another...
You're not limited. We went into the... So it was east, south, west, and then east again.
Another east again. Okay.
So you
don't know
for
sure yet.
You can just keep winning and winning and winning, and you don't have to, like, play the Jamashinai. So they'd say, like... At least as pros, you have to play where you don't get in the way once you have no chance of winning. But in three-player Mahjong... When you have, like, you don't know how many hands you have, you have an unlimited number of hands, then you can't say that. You can just keep winning and winning, and there's no excuse not to. So I really liked that, actually. I was really happy with that.
That is an interesting way to play. Yeah, it is interesting when they make rules that sort of, they really alter the way you have to approach the game.
Yeah. So actually, if it's just east and south, then you only have really, depending on which seat you are, you only have four or five hands to do anything.
And you did happen to be the last dealer in that
situation.
No, I was
second to last, out of four people. So three people, I was the last one. I ended up being the last one, but...
Oh, that's right. It's triathlon, so...
Because the thing is, so they have four people, so you have one person sits out each time. The north seat sits out each time. And then when somebody continues as dealer, then the north and west seats change, switch. And then if they continue again, the south and west seats change.
Interesting. Okay. So how many?
They got around 20 hands in, I think. 20, just over 20.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, that makes it more interesting right up until the end. You don't have, like, oh, this guy's out, so we can't.
Yeah, so...
So I really like that. Him. That was a really good idea.
That was cool, for sure.
Yeah. If I could have only played better.
No, but, I don't know, every once in a while, not lately so much, but sometimes I play to the point that I have to think, oh, we got a little competition going on between the animals in the house.
The cat and the dog like to play.
Every once in a while, I have to look back on the way I played, and I think, I may not have played that well, but the thing is, I do tend to play more towards, I'm going to win. I've got to win. So there are times that I may have been able to lose less than I did in the end, but I wasn't going to win anyway.
Yeah, that's how I played in the Noguchi show a little while ago. That's how I played in the second game of that, because you had to get first place. Only first place mattered.
Right.
So I just dealt into everybody's. Right. I dealt everybody's winner. Everybody won off of me. Whoever won that that game.
And so
owes me.
I suppose that's a big problem with the way, because I probably approach League that way too much also.
Only do that in the last game ever.
In League, you should really just never ever try to win. That's League play right there.
Like, oh, I'm lucky I won.
If you get to Tenpai in the first three hands, go ahead, go for it. But if not, you might as well just give up. Mm. But at least, I don't know, that's my feeling lately again in D2. Because, Jesus Christ, I can't... the last time, I don't know, you saw, as we were leaving, Uchi was mentioned. I guess because I happened to be in the table next to where he's sitting, so he must have been able to see a lot of my hands.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
I hate
yeah.
it when that happens. Like, don't watch me. Don't watch me.
But I guess he could see that I just, like, I kept trying to win hands and I kept not quite being able to get to Tenpai, but still had sort of, like, oh, this would be a hand worth going for, because they were big hands, but I just couldn't quite get to ready, you know? And just, like, every single game, oh, I get crapped on again. Oh, crapped on again. Oh, crapped on again. Oh, crapped on again. And, you know, all right, had I given up harder, there might have been one or two hands that I wouldn't have thrown into, but I mostly got drawn out on. And so, you know, in the end, it's just like, oh, well, I could have lost the 50 points that I lost the 50 points that I did. Or had I played a lot tighter, I might have only lost 35 points. Like, I really don't think I would have lost much. I don't think I would have lost more than, say, 15 or 20% from what I already did. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It's just such a uninteresting game at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to lose, or I'm going to lose a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I guess that's interesting, and you're in A1 league, and you're going for, like, you know, big cash prize, but... Well, other than that, what's interesting?
But, all right, so something that I was interested to see how much, at least in front of these people that I had this argument with, Kondo comes down right on my side.
Really?
So I'm making fun of people who believe in Nagare again and ski and whatever, and I call it. It's bullshit. You know, it's a family show, so edited. Beep, bleep.
It's already too late.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this as explicit.
Yeah.
If I can.
So
I don't know if I know how. If I don't, I'm sorry, guys.
So yeah, for all of the family members out there who are underage,
if you're listening to this as a 6-year-old and yeah, you're interested in mahjong, you're gonna have to deal with smoke and farting and
not everybody
curse
says
words.
That all the time.
So
it's only when they're angry about how.
No, but
lost.
If you're in Japan and you play mahjong, you're gonna have to deal with farting and smoke and curse words. So that's just it. Deal with it. Get used to it. Hey, okay, go ahead.
A little surprised that this happened. So, you know, everybody knows what side of the luck, Nagare, Tsuki crap argument that I fall down on.
And me too.
Yes. I think it is BS.
This is an atheist point of view.
It is a very atheist point of view. It's the kind of thing you
Which
believe...
Which is apparently my higher up in our league mentioned to Gemma. And they said, Gemma.
That's right, you're right. You're totally right. He did say that, huh?
Are you of this particular religion? And she said, yes. And he said, oh.
That's why we don't believe in luck.
That's right. Why you and Garth are different.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay, so.
That's the difference between
us. Yes.
White.
That notwithstanding, so we have another Japanese player still, at least in this argument. It's at a poker game that I play sometimes, a home poker game. He's another.
Why don't you invite me to that?
I think I have tried. Oh, it's not my place to invite.
Tell him to invite me.
I have mentioned that there are people. I have definitely mentioned all of the people in Renmei that would love to be involved in that.
Jen.
That might work a little better.
Dude, like his friends don't want to play with me.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Did you know that I have increased in size a little bit in the upper part of my torso?
More alluring.
Yes. So just mention my name, please.
So I'm talking the smack that I usually talk about this stuff.
About luck.
And it comes up again, and people are like, well, why do you think this happens? Why do you think that happens? And I go, look, it's just a thing that people think is going to happen, and you get enough people together that think it's going to happen, they actually do sort of create it happening. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, yeah, I love that word.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love that phrase.
It's the kind of thing that, well, when everybody thinks this is going to happen, and then you play in such a way that it's going to happen, oh, surprise, surprise, it happened.
And then, yeah, that's why you get the comments from people that, well, if they played the way they were supposed to be, then I would have won.
Right, and then you get into these games, especially in the A-Leagues, where you've got a bunch of people who have played in that league forever. You guys all know how each other play. Of course, you're going to react to each other in the same way that you expect them to play all the time.
Right.
So you have this idea of Nagare, or luck, or the way things flow. Of course things are going to flow that way, because you know how each other play all the time.
Yeah, because there's only 12 people up there.
Right. And
then in the next league, there's only 12 people. You've
16,
got 25.
16.
Okay, 16.
Yes.
So you've got still less than 30 people.
Yes. And in the A-League...
That you've played with for 20 years.
Yeah. And you consider, even the A2 league, no more than 4 people are changing there, at best in 5 years. It would, you couldn't even change everybody out of there in 5 years.
Yeah.
And to change everybody out, that's going to be extremely unlikely, right? So you've got people, you've got a good, I don't know, I haven't counted up how many people have been in a league that haven't changed.
Let's be generous and say 50. Let's say 50. 50 people that you're playing in 5 years, it's easy to figure out how do they play.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, seriously. At most, okay, I wasn't even going to go that far. Oh, dude, 50? Wow, that is really...
you have 30 there.
I wasn't sure where you
were
going.
You have 28. Okay, so but in 5 years, you can't change everyone else. So if you're extremely generous, it's 50. It's actually more like 35, maybe 40.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's probably under 40, I would think.
And plus, a lot of these people play sets together to practice.
Yeah. So you
and
guys,
they play on TV together.
You know how each other play all the time, right? So this,
and they play in other tournaments.
Your whole idea of flow...
And they're all the same Dun, so they play in Ju Dun Sen together.
Yeah. Like. Fuck off. That's not flow at all. That's just because you guys know how each other play all the time. And no wonder you guys want to set up tournaments so that you end up meeting each other at the end all the time. Obviously, you don't want to play against people you don't know and lose to these people you don't know, because why don't you... You don't understand how they play. It's true. And we have...
Okay, let's do surprising news, then.
Surprising news.
Okay, because I think you've said what you wanted to say.
Okay, yeah.
You can go on longer, for
sure. I was going to complain about a different incident at Sparta where somebody was complaining about how... It was, how can you tell what's going to happen here? Because people play such haphazardly, you don't know who has the luck right now. I was like, are you seriously going to say that? You're going to seriously say that...
Then there's no point in playing anything except for haphazardly.
Yeah.
You want to play... Okay, yes. People listening to this, no matter what my senpai say, I love my senpai. I'm really happy I'm a member of JPML. I love JPML. But no matter what they say, you should play in a way that you have the best chance to win. If you play haphazardly and that gives you a better chance to win, play haphazardly.
If you're playing a game with hidden information, how is it your obligation to make known your hidden information to your opponent? How is
Nobody
that your obligation?
Ever translate this into Japanese.
I know. It's just... Please. But it's absolutely mind-boggling that this apparently is the way that they think.
Is that a manner?
But I think it's weird, though, but I don't even know if it's manners. I just think it comes from the fact that these are people who are strong players, and so they believe
they're really good.
They're really good.
They're top class in the
world.
And yet,
they cannot accept the fact that somebody could fool them. And so whenever somebody does something to fool them, if there's any way that they can sort of make this into, oh...
We're not naming names here. There's people at the top that don't think like this.
There
so
are,
you try and guess which one is.
There
We're
are,
not saying which one is people. Which. Okay?
But to give another example. So there was this example I told you about
I forget my point. Keep going.
Oh, I killed it. I'm sorry.
That's
But the thing is, this it really ties into my feeling about how they believe that other people must play in such a way that I can understand perfectly what you're doing. The fact that when somebody had 7 pairs in their dealer turn, and this was for a championship game, and so you've got the referees watching, somebody threw his winning tile, but he didn't win off it because he wanted to draw his own winning tile, which would be 3,200 points from every player.
Mm-mm.
He was 7 pairs, there was no Dora, he still just wanted it to be 3,200 instead of just, it would have been
4,800,
right? Yeah. Which is only half. It's only half. And
but it's still almost 5,000 points.
It's still almost 5,000 points, but whatever.
And he's a dealer, so he'll continue as dealer.
If the hand finishes in a draw. So it's...
No, he'll continue as dealer by winning on that, even if
by
it's
winning
only
on
5,000 points.
By winning on that, or by... But if somebody actually happens to win the hand before he can win, or doesn't...
Or nobody does.
Yeah, if nor nobody does. He might not definitely get his next turn as dealer. But... It's definitely a risk that he's taking there.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's
and
a risk. It's a calculated risk.
His decision to be able—he gets to take that risk.
Yeah.
And there's no reason that, especially in a game where you've decided that people can reach when they're Furiten, right? Furiten. When you're in the mist
win.
You're in the mist win.
Furiten is the most holy.
Yes, it is the most holy. So why then, later, after he let that tile go, and then he did actually draw his winning tile? They went back and they said, no, you have to go back to as if you won off that guy's tile and we're going to make him have to pay the 4,800 points. You don't get 3,200 points from every player. And the only thing I can think of, the only rationale I can make for this is the fact that if you do that, all of the other players, like after you let that tile go, all the other players are thinking, well, that tile is not his winning tile.
Yeah, and then and so,
but he'd already reached. Okay. So he wasn't free 10 when he reached.
But he thought that the tile was still left in the...
Whatever. He decided that he was going to go for it in that manner.
That's part of the rules. You're allowed to
do
that.
It's the rules. It's you're allowed to do that. It's there's nothing in the rules that says that's wrong. And then after he makes this decision...
But if they decide that's incorrect, why does he get the 4,800 points?
I don't even understand that.
If you're not allowed to do that... Then that's a chumble.
Yeah, right? How can we go back to where it happened where you didn't do what... Where you did
it's
what was unallowed?
It's videotaped, so it sucks that we're in 2014.
Oh, it's just like, I don't understand the logic. And I'm really wondering how to
start
this
argument. So this is
where Kono
was on your side?
No, this was a different argument. Okay. I don't want to say who made that ruling.
So Kono was on your side about there is no Nagare?
Yes, he really came down on my side on that. He was like, oh, when I said... It's because these players have played together for so long that they have this way of thinking that each other are going to play. And they do. They end up creating Nagare just because they've been playing together for so long. And so that's the way they all think. And Kono turns around and gives me the big old high five, like, I totally nailed it right there. Like, what? You are on my side suddenly all of a sudden? Because holy
okay,
crap.
Well, at least... Okay, so we can say Kono is definitely saying things that... He's definitely saying his own opinion, for sure.
In that situation. But
no,
in,
I
but
think
in
that's
Shami
his own opinion. Now, the Shamisen thing, even the Shamisen thing, at least that is his own opinion.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Even if it differs from you and
right,
me.
Right, right. Okay.
It's his own opinion. He's saying that, just now, that high five is proof that he's saying his own opinion, which is respectable. No matter what, that's respectable. Even if we disagree. Even if it's a wrong opinion, it's respectable. No. Respectable opinion. I love Kono.
Be strong.
Everybody should love Kono.
One of the favorite words to live by. Be strong. Be wrong.
And that will end our show for today.
All right, thank you for listening.
Let me get to the outro.
If you would like to tell us how wrong we are, if you'd like to tell us how wrong we are, you can Twitter us. I am Garth E on Twitter, GARTHEEE. And Jen is Mahjong Jen, with only one N. If you want to mail us, because you don't want to make it so public, I am Garth E, GARTHEEE. That's three E's.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's what I meant. I meant...
It's just one E.
I know, it is just one E. I don't know why I said that. I know, I just
said
it right.
At reachmahjong.com, and I'm Jen, J-E-N-N, this time two N's, at reachmahjong.com.
Yes.
We've gotten lots of emails. I'm not sure I've replied to all of them as I should, but we do have at least a four-day weekend coming up from December 31st to January 3rd, and I might just catch up with my work that week. For now, I've had a little bit too much to drink.
It's good times, though. We might have to do this again. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for listening, and we will try to come back at you. Well, it'll probably be next year.
And we love you, and we love JPML. We might get one in on the 31st, but it won't, on the 30th, but it will not be updated until after the 30th. So, yeah, next year. Happy New Year!
Night, night. Merry Christmas, too.